Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Thank you for taking time this morning to listen to the broadcast. And Trisha getting ready to go to church today. Sunday school this morning, 10 o'clock here at Mountain View Baptist Church, where we're members at. And worship 10:45, back tonight at 5 o'clock for the evening service, and then Wednesday at 7 for a prayer meeting. So we urge you to come to be with us in the services there, and enjoy seeing you in the house of God this morning. Good to be saved in these last days. The Lord's coming soon, and I'm looking forward to that day when he shall appear and call out his church. First Thessalonians tells us to that we're to look for him, and looking for that blessed hope of the glorious appearing, the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. He's coming, and you need to be ready when he comes to meet him. He's coming back to get his bride, and we're going home to be with the Father. And forever we shall be with the Lord. So it's a joy to be saved this morning. Thank God for redemption through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. By faith in his blood. Amen. For by grace through faith are you saved, that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. And so it's good to know we've got salvation this morning. And you can be saved today. If you're not a Christian, you can be born again. You can be saved by the grace of God. If you just hear the call of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but in us which are saved, it is the power of God. And so thank God for you this morning listening. I want to send it out to those that are shut in, not able to get out and be in the house of God today. Hope it'll be a real blessing to your heart this morning. And to those that are lost, we want to send it out to you, especially that you would come to Jesus before it's too late in this world today. And so just a joy to send the program out this morning. Hope it will be a blessing to your heart today. Pray for our nation this morning. Our country needs prayer. There's so much going on in our land today. We're in the days of the coming of the Lord. This thing's winding up. I don't know when. I cannot tell you when, but I do know he's coming. And it could be any moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound. The dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. The Bible tells us that. And so we're going home one of these days. Hope you're ready this morning. If you're not, get ready to be in the rapture when Jesus comes back again. And so we thank God for you this morning. Hope it'll be a real blessing to you today as the program goes out. I want to pray this morning and ask God to bless the broadcast and just undertake the needs of it today and speak to hearts. Father, as we bow in your presence, Lord, I want to thank you for the privilege to bow the throne of grace this morning. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for letting us come one more time, Lord, to bring the message from the Word of God. I pray your blessings upon those that are listening this morning, those that are not saved, that you bring conviction upon their heart. Those, Lord, that's away from you, they've drifted, they've gotten cold and indifferent, they've gotten away from you. I pray you'd speak to their hearts today. Might be a day they'll come and confess their sin to you. And you did tell us in the Word of God that if we confess it, you'd forgive us. And I thank you for that. I pray they'd listen this morning. Touch every nation, Lord, our nation this morning. Sure do need you. And I pray, God, deal with the hearts of those in charge of our country, those that are leading. Lord, those that are going through the problems of leadership in our country, we need you in the midst of that. And I pray, God, somehow, some way, you turn the hearts of your people and turn the hearts of the leaders, Lord, to you to find your direction for this great country of ours. Thank you again for your blessings. Thank you for all you've done for us, for your many blessings, for supplying our needs, for helping us along the way. Lord, have your way now. We'll bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We're going to have a couple of songs this morning. Hope it will be a blessing to you today, and hope it'll be a real encouragement to you this morning.
I love the Lord. Thank you.
Amen. I tell you, he came to set us free. Thank God for that this morning. All right, we're going to turn the Bibles back to Nehemiah chapter 8 this morning, Nehemiah chapter 8, and try to deal with some more of the message we preached on last Sunday and try to go a little bit further in that today. Nehemiah chapter 8, I take a verse of scripture here and a very familiar text. Of course, if you read the book of Nehemiah, where they told them, said, I want you to bring the book. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 1, and all the people gathered themselves together in the as one man into the street that was before the water gate, and they spake unto Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded to Israel. Bring the book. I tell you, the Bible said, if we mentioned on last week, they all gathered themselves together. All the people gathered themselves together in unison. They were in agreement that God had a book that they wanted to hear. Bring the book. And that book had been found several times, been misplaced a lot of times. And we know that the Word of God is the only thing that will bring revival or will bring repentance in the hearts of the sinner and the saint, is the Word of God. I tell you, it'll do it. And so they wanted the book. All the people were there. And then the Bible said there in verses 5, the Bible said, Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. And then Ezra began to bless the Lord. He began to praise God for what he had in his hand and what he was hearing from the Lord. And so the book is very needful today that we bring the book. If there's anything that's needed in our church world today, is to hear the Word of God. And it's to hear it. The Bible tells us that there's many things, I think, that are available today in so-called churches where they really, what they need is the Word of God, the blessed Word of God. And we know that over in Nehemiah chapter 4, we know that there were some things began to be cleaned out. The people of God went through a cycle. Seemed like they'd go through a cycle. They would get right with God for a while, then they'd get away from the Lord, and then they'd get right with God. And God's mercy is always there for us, and I praise God for that. But there's always a payday for those things that we willingly do and get away from God willingly this morning. But the Bible said in Nehemiah chapter 4 and in verses 10, the Bible said, and Judah said, the strength of the bearers of burdens is decayed, and there is much rubbish, so that we are not able to build the wall. And so there's a lot of rubbish today in churches across our land today that I believe is covering up the Word of God. What we need is the King James Bible preached in the power of the Holy Spirit of God in our land today, that gospel might be heard, and the way to walk with God might be heard, and the liberty of God given when the freedom of the Holy Spirit is in the service. And so there was certainly a need, and much rubbish was in that place. There was many times in the scriptures where that there was things that was covering up the Word of God when there was definitely a need. Now, when they got right with God here, of course, God revived them again. He stirred them, and folks got right with God, and that was such a blessing this morning. And I'm going to try to get into it briefly today. I know it's going to be briefly because we just don't have time to cover as much as we'd like to this morning. But in the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 34, when Josiah began to reign in Jerusalem, and he did that for 31 years, he reigned in Jerusalem. And of course, when he began to get stirred up for God, and that God began to do something. Now, the 18th year of his reign, when he had purged the land and the house, he had sent Shaphan, the son of Azel, and Messiah, the governor of the city, and Joab, the son of Johaz, and they record to repair the house of the Lord his God. He got a burden to get the house of God repaired. He wanted it fixed. He wanted something happening there that was supposed to be happening because of what God could do. And so he began to get stirred in that. And down in verse 14, when they brought out the money that was brought into the house of the Lord, Hilkiah the priest found a book of the law of the Lord given by Moses. And Hilkiah answered and said to Shaphan the scribe, I found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. And and Hilkiah delivered the book to Shaphan. And so he found the book, amen. And when you find it, bring it, amen. Bring the book out. And so they began to read the Bible. Read the book of God, the Bible said it. And Shaphan carried the book to the king and brought the king word back again, saying, all that was committed unto thy servants, they do it. And they gathered together the money that was found in the house of the Lord, and have delivered it unto the hand of the overseers, into the hand of the workmen. Then Shaphan the scribe told the king, said, Hilkiah the priest hath given me a book. And Shaphan read it before the king. Now he began to read the book. When he heard the law, of the words of the law, that he rent his clothes, he began to repent and get right with God. Oh, there's many things that I believe is covering up the Bible today in our church world. Many things that we have permitted to come in to the church world today and to cover up the Word of God. And what the Bible says is still the most important thing that can be found in the church world. It's the Word of God, the unadulterated, inerrant Word of the living God, given by God to this generation today. So the Bible tells us we're to ought to bring the book. Amen. When the people desired to have the book, they had a heart that was ready to accept something from the Lord, wanted God to speak to them through the book. And folks today will reject the book. They'll ridicule the book. They'll change the book. Amen. I think there's many things that's covering up the Word of God in our church world today. I think we'll find there's all the new translations are covering up the book of the law of God. They got it over the real book of the law, what God has got to say. And brother, I think all these new translations today that is not what the old, what is not really a Bible, brother, is covering up the old King James Bible. Today, folk have got to where they're ashamed of the King James Bible. Amen. And that's all that I study out of. And that's all that I preach out of. That's all that I read in my devotion is the King James Bible. Amen. And so there's many things that are covering up the book. What we need is the book of God to be believed and preached by the grace of God. There's a book, my friend, that we need to be hearing today. And so many things are covering up the book. There's so many things going on in our church world today. I think there's sports are covering it up. Amen. I'm not concerned about worship of the things of God, but oh, so many things today have the carnality and this now, the worldly music, the contemporary and the rap and all the rock music, so-called gospel. I'm telling you, there's only one gospel, and that's spiritual songs and hymns and singing, making melody in your heart to the Lord. That's covering up the real Bible today, keeping the power of God away from the people of God, that they might get stirred and, brother, moved to live for God, lay aside the weights of the sins that's besetting us. And my friend, the old Bible will call out the carnality that's going on in our church world today and in our lives today, and call out to them out to get right with God and to repent of our sins. And that's what they did here. And brother, they began to repent and then before the Lord, because God had told them. And the Bible said they carried the book to the king and brought the king word back again, saying, all that was committed to thy servants, they do it. And they have gathered together the money that was found in the house of the Lord, have delivered in the hand of the overseers and the hand of the workmen. And both they began to work and began to restore the house of God. House of God, and began to get revived and begin stirred by God, and brother, they began to do the work of the Lord again, and forgetting about those things that got them so far away from God this morning. And the Bible said, then Shaphan the scribe told the king, saying, Hilkiah the priest hath given me a book. And Shaphan read it before the king. And it came to pass when the king had heard the words of the law, that he rent his clothes. And the king commanded Hilkiah and Ahikam, son of Shaphan, and Abdon the son of Micah, and Shaphan the scribe, and Isaiah a servant of the king, say, go and inquire the Lord for me and for them that are left in Israel and in Judah concerning the words of the book that is found for grace. great is the wrath of the Lord that is poured out upon us, because our fathers have not kept the word of the Lord, and to do after all that is written in this book. You say, well, I don't want that old book because I don't understand it. What's really wrong with it? You're understanding what's being read and what's being preached, but you don't want to hear it. So get one that's watered down and it's not a real Bible, and I tell you, follow that. That's what folks are doing today. So there's a stirring of God in the land there in Israel in that day because of the Word of God. No revival has ever come about without the Word of God. No stirring of God's ever come about without the Bible, the Word of God. No real revival. Oh, you get a lot of noise and you get a lot of carnality, but I'm telling you, it'll make you walk godly and give up the weights and the sins that's besetting you. And when you do preach on those things, they'll accuse you of being one that's just trying to rework the Word of God. And they'll accuse you, my friend, of many things. But if you'll preach the Bible, folks will get right with God in these last days. That's exactly what we're needing this morning, brothers, to find the book. Get the things off of the book of God. Get the Bible. Get the Bible. Study it. Pray. And, brother, seek the face of God. Believe the Bible. And, brother, not just be a Bible preaching church, but be a Bible believing church. Hey, Bible practicing church. Amen. Bible preaching and practicing of the Word of God. What God wants us to have today is to find that book. Get that book. Get everything off of the top of it. Get everything away from the book of God and preach it and read it and believe it. And so what we need today is a revival of preaching the Word of God. Amen. And so there's so many things going on. They'll even teach you dancing lessons in a church today. Many churches are teaching dancing lessons. Amen. Got the drama teams and everything going on in the world. But where's the book at? Where's the Bible at? It's on top of the Bible, brother. The real attention is upon the worldly things and the carnal things that's going on in the house of God, when the attention ought to be given to the Word of God, the unadulterated, precious Word of the living God. He said, preach the Word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. We need the Bible today. Need the Scripture. Brother, get the things off of the Bible. Get them away from, but let the Word of God speak for itself. Get you a copy. If you don't have one and you can't afford one, you let me know. I'll get you one. Amen. Brother, listen, there needs to be something preached today besides the worldly crowd, besides the current events and things that are going on. Preach the Word. Bible tells us that preach the Word, be instant in season and out of season. It's out of season today, and that's no reason to stop preaching it. That's the time to start preaching it when it's out of season. Amen. And brother, we need the Bible today. Need the Word of God in our land today. Oh, listen, he said, bring the book. Ezra said, bring the base. People said, bring the book of the law, Moses. And oh, Ezra the scribe, come walking out with the book of God. And when he did open that book up, all the people stood up in reverence to the Word of God. Amen, brother. That old Bible needs some reverence today. We need to remember it. We need to reverence it. We need to practice it. And brother, we need to read it. I'm telling you, we need the Word of God today. What a blessing it is to have the Bible this morning. Praise God for the book of God. So the Bible tells us that we ought to read it, study it, and blessed are they that hears, that reads it, and does the things that are written in the book. That's exactly what God wants this morning. Well, I see our time is gone today. What a blessing it is to be saved by God's grace. Listen, get back to the book this morning. Get back to the book today. There's a way to preach today, and that's to have the book of God. Get the book this morning. Go back to the book. God will bless you if you'll do that this morning. May God bless you. It's our prayer. Amen. Praise God.